Shalom Boker Tov. We are in page Nun Hey, Histalkut Pnimi. There is a review we have to go through about the Igulim and the Yosher. And the more we understand what Igulim are, and the more we understand what are the Yosher, and the relation between Yosher and Igulim, it's the essence of understanding of the whole work that we are supposed to do. It's the basic understanding of how, the most deepest understanding of what is the purpose. What is this work? There is a work involved. No matter what you do, you are pushed into a certain action. So all this is for what? The essence of it is to understand the relation between Igulim and the Yosher. They are two different things. And this is what really filled up this halal. Eser Igulim, and it started with a kav that has a beginning and has an end. It says it's nogea, that means it touches the Ein Sof, until it comes to the middle point. Now, what is the difference of Igulim and Yosher, we said? Igulim is one inside the other, like as a basar, we said, like an onion. The more you go in, the more pinimi is yoter garua. That means yoter av. That means less ratzon lahashpia, more ratzon lekabel. But this definition that I said is only in the kav. But however, garua to us, that means it's yoter namuch ma'ala. That means it's a lower level of a spirituality. That means it is yoter rachok from Ein Sof. The more closer igul to Ein Sof is yoter zach, and it's called yoter chitzoni. Chitzoni. The more it goes in toward the center. And we said always center, nekudaim say, is ratzon lekabel. Nekudaim say, always is a ratzon lekabel. And that center is yoter garua, and it's called olam hazeh. But the kav does not touch olam hazeh. So first it started with one kav of Eser Sefirot and Eser Igulim. In Igulim, the more chitzoni we said is yoter zach, the more pinimi is yoter garua av. In Yosher, the more pinimi is more zach, and chitzoni yoter garua, yoter av. Now, here is the kav. Where is the pinimi and where is chitzoni of this kav?
The point that it started. Chitzoni.
Kav. Where is the pinimi? In the kav, the pinimi is yoter zach or the chitzoni?
Pinimi.
The pinimi is yoter zach. Okay, where is the pinimi? Is the beginning or the end?
The end.
Shalosh ed rishonim. Gimel rishonim.
אבל גם בעיגולים זה גימל רישונים.
זה חיצוני. In עיגולים, we said יותר מקיף is חיצוני.
אבל יותר מקיף זה גם גימל רישונים.
Here we go. נכון, אבל זה, we said in Igulim, it is chitzoni. This is the nekuda I wanted you to make sure you both of you see.
No, but we understand igul rishon is keter. We understand why it's pure. And then chokhmah, and then binat, until malchut, we understand from zach to lesa.
And we call it the achi zach chitzoni.
Yeah.
And achi pinimi, when you go inside, achi pinimi, is Yoter Garua.
Nachon.
Nachon?
This, fine.
Now,
but in Yosher,
in Kav, Yosher, Achi Pinimi.
So Pinimi is the Shlosh Tarishonim.
Bravo.
Yeah, so
so where your the Kav?
Because this is the Kav. The
beautiful. See, like a Igul, the Achi Garua
it changes downstairs.
Connects to Achi Garua Shel Igul.
The best of the
Kav, which is the Gimel Rishonim of the Kav. Now imagine how much in Choshech we are. How far we are.
And how much light we can create.
And at the same time, how much light you can grab. This is very important to see. Now the Gimel Rishonim, because they have affinity to Igulim, we are not supposed to talk about why. The first Kav came in is called Adam Kadmon. The first Kav came in is Adam Kadmon. That is Eser Igulim Shel Adam Kadmon, and then there is Eser Sefirot Shel Yosher. And that Yosher is called Adam Kadmon, not the Igulim of it. That Yosher is called Adam Kadmon. Because that Yosher comes from the most Garua of the first Igulim, it's called Achi Pinimi. It's the first one. He said the first three are considered Gar. That's why I wanted to review. You have to slowly see this tree.
The Kav is the light. Is a ray of light.
Yes. Just take terminology right now. Only take the name. When we say Adam Kadmon, understand we are talking about Keter, just right off in that domain that the first time, first Kav. Because Kav is limited. It comes from one point, goes to another point. It has only Eser Sefirot. It goes from one to another point. That's it.
Yeah, but what I mean is the Igul is a vessel. Therefore, the Kav is reversed so that the lowest part of the Igul would get the highest amount of light so that it can survive. Otherwise, it would.
The lowest time of Igul doesn't get a iota of light. That's a Tzimtzum Aleph.
But it's a potential.
That's why it says, does not nogiya Olam Hazeh. It only comes to.
Stops in Malchut.
Right. So we don't have, it's that's it. It's dark. Always in the Malchut of Igulim, there is dark.
I understand that, but it's like reversed, like the Keter of the Kav is hitting the Malchut of the Igul. It's like reversed.
You are trying to make a look into. Only look, that is, we said Igul, connects to another Igul, Derech Kav. It has to be a Kav that connecting it. So, end of the Igul, the most Garu of Igul, is the beginning of the Yosher. And every Partsuf, every entity has Eser Sefirot of Yosher, Eser Sefirot of Igulim. Do you have Eser Sefirot of Igulim? Of course. Are you? What are you? You are the Yosher. You are the yosher. Now, what is the most pinimi of all the yoshers? Is the first kav, a first set of iguli. It's called Adam Kadma. In this Adam Kadmon in the Yosher, Gimel Rishonim, we cannot talk about. That's the essence. That's the pinimut of that kav. To what aspect of that kav called Adam Kadmon we can talk about? The chitzoniut of that kav. What are the chitzoniut of that kav? The seven tachton, called tachtonim. Rak. Seven tachtonim. That's why we are in the olam shel sheva. Olam shel shvua comes from sheva. Sheva, 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 sheva. When you put all the sheva, at the end is the shvua. That's why shvii is kadosh. Because it's a shvua. Because it's swear to what? To this seven. Which seven? We say seven ma'asei bereshit. That means seven ma'asim that started the bereshit. So we are olam tachton, seven. Now the first kav that really was the first kav is Adam Kadmon. The chitzoniyut of eser sefirot shel Adam Kadmon is zayin tachtonim shel Adam Kadmon. Olam Atzilut mitlabesh. Mitlabesh. Now, what is Libush? It's very important to understand what is the difference between Libush and Mida. Midot.
That would also be like Kli and like.
Now, God. Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the key to remember. Kadosh Baruch Hu mitlabesh begevura veose bemidat Elokim. So libush shelo is gevura. Mida shelo ze Elokim. This is extremely important key to remember. You will never get lost. To understand between libush, the clothes that I put, and the mida, the character that I have. This, the libush, and my midah could be totally, totally two different things. Because this could be foolish. This could be only to fool. This is in Olam Hazeh. But in Olam Elokit, that when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitlabesh begevura o bemidat Elokim oved o oseh, because Elohim asa. And every time he asa, he ra'ah. Ra'ah. What do you mean? You did it. He says, no. Then he looked at it. Literally looked at it. That's ra'ah. Ra'ah tov. Made sure. It's tov. Looked at it. Now, let's go back to this seventh tachtonim. Seven Maasei Bereshit. That's our world to deal with.
But can we go back to the Libush?
Yes.
What role? Yeah, you mentioned it and you mentioned that it's very important, but...
Be'olam Elokid, Slicha, you're right. Be'olam Elokid, Adonai, Echad, Ushmo, Echad.
Yeah. But the midot that he wears... And
which are the midot? Seven Tachtonim. What are the midot?
No, but I'm out of...
What are the midot?
Elohim ve gvura.
Lavash be No, no, no. We say lavash begevura. So libushim are which ones are? Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Now, what is Midot? He says Elohim. Look at the Shem Elohim. It's all the Midot are absolutely defined. What are? They are Dinim. What are the Libushim? Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. They're all Chesed. Rachamim. Rachamim versus Din. Bechira versus knowledge. That was the Tuesday work. Okay, it's which is a stronger, the Bechira or knowledge?
Libushim.
I want you to learn this Libushim and Midot. But here, tell me, Bechira is yoter more important or knowledge? Question, huh?
What's
no, come up. It's Bechira, to choose. Free will. Is free will stronger or knowledge?
Knowledge should be more important because you already have exercised your free will.
Yeah? How many people you know, how many times you know of yourself that you know that this is not right, what you're supposed to do is against the law, and you did it? Because your free will at that moment decided, hey, kacha. Why? What are you doing? Kacha.
I guess the knowledge and understanding, I guess the wording.
Knowledge. The guy knows that if he smokes one more cigarette, he's going to die. They told him, this is it, finish, go home.
Does he really know?
He knows. He sees it. He saw it. Of course he understands it. He's going to die. He experienced it. He has 4 or 5 angiogram. And still comes out and smokes. He says, this is it. Free will? He says, why you do? He says, kacha. What is kacha in Hebrew? Really, is there such a word as a kacha?
Yeah,
of course it is. It's ke, koach. The koach, the kacha, yes, there's a koach. It says, levater even into knowledge. Who made this? He says, bechira, yareach. Listen to Tuesday. Yareach. Yareach defines. Change is Yareach. Yareach mi'ut. Did the aspect of mi'ut. Yani chi mi'ut. Yani mi'ut reduced himself. What is he reducing yourself? Levater ala bechira. By levater ala bechira, she became in control of the whole thing. She controls your mood, my mood, the whole world, the water go down, up, down, everything, day and night. And she's only a reflector. That's the whole understanding, but we will understand here. Now, what midah, moon, and what libush she is wearing? Malchut. She's a reflector. Absolute correct reflector. She's Malchut. By the way, moon is the lev, as we said. She is Malchut, and she's controlling. And Malchut is 7 tachtoni. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. That's the 7 tachtoni. That's the 7. And she's controlling the 7. Shemesh is or is knowledge. Or is knowledge. And the knowledge will continue. But who controls? Malchut. If she wasn't there, there was no returning light. There is no Kabbalah. We know that only through returning light we have Kabbalah. Only when we cause returning light. That's the rule.
Question about that. I was reading that there basically divided in two type of light, the surrounding light and the inner light.
Right.
And the inner light, it said that is the one that we enjoy, the surrounding light is what is your potential and helps you to create the kli so that you can
continue. Right.
Now, if the surrounding light is there to help you, that means it's always there, constant amount, regardless of what you do, is there. So why is that returning light gets into the surrounding light? If we say that the returning light is going to cause the surrounding light, then it's immaterial if we do the return or not, because we said it's always there, regardless.
Oh, the point is that the more you take from the surrounding light and you bring into yourself, if you don't apply it correctly, if you don't utilize it correctly, if you abuse it, there is a world of punishment. We said on Tuesday, it is important first to realize there is Echad above you. No matter who you are, what you are, there is Echad above you. And that Echad above you, then it comes into the two choices. The truth or the lie, the emet or sheker. That means you have to look at the right and the left side of the whole thing. Left, it could be dark or it could be light. That's emet is the light and the darkness is concealment of the emet. And then it's for you to choose between good and bad.
Yeah, but the amount of surrounding light is not dependent on how much you return.
Absolutely, is how much you are capable, how many koach, power you will get to do the job correctly. You need to receive five energies. If you don't get these two five energies, there is no continuity to you. You said the whole purpose is for continuity. There are five koach you have to receive. That's why it's the whole work, is to show you how you can receive these five koach. You have to do it. There is no way. There is no other way. The same way with your eyes. You don't see unless you reflect. You only see through reflection. Your ears. It's only through returning it. It's the system. And for you to work out these seven tachtonim in order, when it is seven tachtonim, we call it is katnut. That's when it's katan. Why is katan? It's because it's not connected to its gar, gimel rishonim, its chokhmah binadat. He's not matured yet. He has not become complete, minyan, eser. He's not eser yet. Why we say eser? Is because when it's eser, it's gadol. We are learning a language, and this language eventually shows you the Torah, then there is the word ma'al, goal, for this Shabbat in order to enjoy it. Open the chapter 5 of Naso, Pasuk Bet. You find there is a word ma'al, emphasized twice in different nekudot. The last one is ma'al. What is ma'al? It's a very, very important word. Gives aliyah, ma'al. To give aliyah. One way of understanding ma'al. He says, what's this ma'al stands for? Moach, ein, lev. Moach. We read the word ma'al in our tefillah. We read the word ma'al all the time. It's in our tefillah. He's talking about three points of ikariot in the guf, in the kav. In the calf, there are three points very important. In this calf, we will see that we say the Japanese or the art of the East calls them sharka, seven point of sharka. Three point of it is of most important. That's why tefillin has three lines one side, four lines on the other side. Together, they make this seven. Complete the seven. Okay, I think we went to understand this aspect that we really talked about it last time. But this time, I believe we have an understanding of what this igul and the kav is. whatever position, you know, the most penimute of you is what? Where do you come from? From Keter. Nachon? We said the light of the Keter is what? What is the light of Chochmah? What's the light of Bina? Bria? Bravo. So, the Achi Garua is what? Bidyuk. So it's Yoter Pinimut be what? The most Pinimut be Neshama, most Pinimut Shel Igul or Shelo is Nefesh. Okay? Now, this Nefesh starts a Kav called what? This nefesh starts to come. You are a nefesh. You are a nefesh. So,
listen,
the most pinimute of you is...
Can you talk somewhere else, please? Tell him whatever you want, but there, because we're studying here.
I understand.
Thank you.
Now, in Igulim, the first one, let's say, Achi Garua is a Nefesh. What is Achizach? No.
Nefesh Achi.
Nefesh Achi Garua. In Igulim we are talking, because those are the lights of Igulim. Then the nefesh that is in you is the light of the last Igul in you. And makes starts a Kav. That nefesh started from one seed and became a Kav.
No, I don't get it.
Weren't you a seed first? Haven't you become a Kav now? It started for the nefesh, when the nefesh was a seed.
Okay.
Wasn't the nefesh? Now starting to see. Slowly, when you say now, it became a calf. Now, what is the yoter zach mi nefesh? Is ruach, a neshama. What is the highest level? The most chitzoni of igulim is what? You. Yechida. Isn't this the Chochmah level Chaya? And then Yechida, what is Yechida? Yachid. Didn't we say he is Yachid, Meyuchad, Echad? Yachid. That means singular. Yechida, that's where all the singulars are Yachad. That's your highest, the most chitzoniut of you. The most pinimut of you is your nefesh, as far as the igulim is concerned. Now, what is your kav? What the kav gives? Midot. You are the definition of the midot of this Igulim, that the nefesh of it is in you. And the ruach, and you are pulling on the neshama, and the chaya, and the yechida.
This is ruchani, this is geshmi.
Yeah, slowly. Now, the picture becomes inside you, rather than you looking outside, trying to draw a picture. Don't draw the picture outside. It's all in you. You are the kav. You are the midot. What is the midot? You give the limits. You define the character. You define the personality. You define how. You define how the above goes to the next. You are the midot. Who creates the libushim? The the midot. The midot. Everything, why with the midot? We say, Betzelem v'dimut of Elohim. Betzelem v'dimut. What is dimut? Mila midot. The midot, the character. You, as a calf, therefore you are the calf. Are you as a sefirot igulim you have? Yes. Can you tap into the igulim? No. Why? Tell me why.
Why can't as a calf?
To tap into your own igulim. Because there are Eser Igulim, which in the Ochi Garua Nefesh is in you. Why you cannot tap into the Igulim? Because your Igulim, we said, the Nefesh, Mitlabesh, the Kav Mitlabesh only the seven Tachtonim Shel Igulim, the Chitzuniyut Shel Igulim. And the end of the chitzoniyot shela, your igul, is what? Is malchut. And what is happening in that malchut? Is tzimtzum, aleph, darkness. That is the nekuda shel emunah. That's the malchut, your malchut. That's the shekhinah that is in you. That's the your shekhinah up there.
Thank you very much for helping us with the meeting.
My pleasure.
Shabbat shalom.
So one thing I can't clearly understand is the Reshimot.
You are far from the Reshimot. What is Reshimot in order right now to get out of it? Reshimot is when the light comes to a certain domain and leaves the Reshima.
So the Reshima is on the vessel, not the Kav.
Of course. No, but the Kav is the vessel.
That's where I'm...
Kav is the vessel. Vessel of what? Vessel connecting one Igul to another Igul. If there wasn't a Kav, there wasn't no Igul. If there wasn't no Kav, there were no definition. If there was no Kav, there was no Midot. If there was no Kav, there was no Masach. If there was no Masach, there wasn't... ever to realize anything. Everything would go back to Ein Sof.
It's the same Kav. So you cannot have different Kav. Why
same Kav? Of course it's not the same Kav. Your son is different Kav than you are. There's no way you can tell me that your son is going to exactly be your copy.
No, but in your case, one person like me,
right?
The Reshimot, the way I understand them, are your spiritual... memory, so that you have been
your igul, your igulim, your eser igulim has already have all the programs and has set you up.
Right.
Your igulim is your nefesh, the lowest level you tap to start with, and then if you go to higher, you're gonna connect to what?
It's a different Kav.
No, it's the same Kav, but you're going higher level. What do you mean higher level? Your how far can you throw your mind?
So the Kav that...
You're tapping into the knowledge, Da'at. It depends how much, what kind of a Da'at you have. Because whatever it is, the lowest level of the Gimel Rishonim is what? The Gimel Rishonim, the first three Sefirot of the Kav are what? Chochmah, Bina, Da'at. Now, the most lowest and closest to you is which one? The Chochmah? No. The Binah? No. Which one is the closest to you? That. And what is that Da'at? Why do I say it's closest to you? Why? Because that Da'at is Da'at of the Torah. You connect to, if the more you find affinity with that Da'at, the more that Da'at is within you, the more you ma'achal. What is ma'achal? What's the word ma'achal? No, ma'akel, to digest.
Ma'akel.
No, ma'akel.
Ma'akel is a
digest. Ma'akel, right. Ma'akel. There's a koach to ben adam, to ma'akel. Zot omeret, ani achol lagir lecha mashu, I can tell you something. You won't digest it. But if you have the power of digestion, Shoshana, please.
I just
No, no, thank you. Please, thank you. One of the five koach, we said, is makel. What is makel? Is to be able to have a koach of digestion. What? The more Torah I bring, the more neshama I bring, the more I digest this da'at. The more affinity I will find, the more this da'at is in me, the more similar shivui tzura I am with the da'at of Hashem. So the dibikut, that's again the lesson of the Tuesday. What is dibikut? It's similarity. It says, Adam yada et chava. Yeda, da'at, only makes the chibur. The divikut, the connection. What is all this effort? Is to, for me to be able to have, to get more of that da'at in me so I can be caused to become gadol. What is that gadol? Is to connect to Gimel Rishonim. What's so important to make the minyan? Even one chaser is not going to connect. What? Because that's the rule. There are certain rules. There is two judgment. There are two vikuach, argument in the whole creation. There is two. The first court ever, as per Gemara, first court is was when Hayareach went to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Umer, Yesh Keter Echad, Aval Yesh Shnei Meorot Gedolim. On Wednesday of the creation, says, what is this? There is one Keter, but Shnei Meorot Gedolim. Gadol means mature. It's Melech. So God says, Me'uti it yourself. There's an argument. So there is, we said, argument between Bechira, which is Yareach, between choice, free choice, free will, and knowledge. There's an argument. They went to court. They said, which one should rule? Which one really should rule? Bechira or knowledge? And God had to decide. And Gemara brings this idea of argument. It's the biggest argument. Don't think it's a simple argument. Gemara is writing about it, and they are mefarshim on this harbe, harbe, harbe. Lot. That this argument that went between, and why God said, and then there is, at the same time, another problem here to decide for final. Din or Rachamim? Is Din should be applied or Rachamim for this creation? Rachamim says, what are you talking about? It's impossible. A Din says, well, you are emet. This is, you got to implement the Din. You cannot do it without Din. Deen is Deen. Aren't you the truth? You got to implement the truth. Rachamim said, and that's the argument. It's the argument that why Bechira and this all started between because of Katnut and Gadlut, because of Elohim. When it's Elohim, it's Katnut. When Hovaya is Gadlut.
Why is it that the intention is so important? If you're saying
beautiful.
That just is power of choice.
Beautiful. Well said. Very well said. Very well said. That why? Ask the question. Yeah, I want to put it in.
Why is the power of intention so important?
Why Kavanah is so important? Kivun, direction is so important. To give what direction? Leshem Shamayim? Or Chuzer? Or to bring it to Avera, to Choshech? And you have a Bechira, you have a choice. Always. To go up or to come, to bring it to dark. And why Kavanah is important again? Why is to? Because whenever you bring an understanding, which happens, your understanding happens where? In your mind. And where is your mind? Your Gimel Rishonim. So you kind of a, God gives you a borrow time on your mind. He gives you a problem and allows you to use your mind. Because God says you cannot touch the chokhmah bin adat. But you immediately get an idea and you say, God, I got an idea, I got to understand this idea. So he gives you a moach. Now, here is a moach God gave you. That's the first thing. When you are able to bring what you got there into regesh. Now, what is regesh? How do we write regesh? Resh, gimel, shin. Now, what is regesh? Lahargish, hargasha. To feel it. To feel. To feel. Now, feeling is where? You gotta bring it to Gimel Tachtani. Zayin Tachtani. First is absolutely understanding. You understand the idea. But to bring it to Regesh. Now, Regesh is letter Gimel Resh. Gimel Reshanim. Until you don't bring it to Regesh, there is no Gimel Rishonim, there is no maturity, there is no Da'at, there is no Divikut. Because as soon as you see, you know the truth, you know the truth. What do you got? Gadlut. You know the truth. Beyond shadow of doubt, you know that means it comes and Hashem brings you to point to recognize what is the truth. Shows you the truth. You know this is the truth.
Understanding, not knowledge. Understanding becomes even more important than the two of them.
Understanding did the whole work. Bravo. We will see sag. Partsuf sag. Not ein bet, partsuf sag. Brought all this. Who is partsuf sag? It's Elohim.
Because it has combination of action.
Everything. It's the whole work. The whole thing, the whole creation, the all Zayin Tachtonim is in one name called Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud, Mem. The whole thing is in this name. The whole line starts from Aleph, finishes to Mem. Starts from Aleph, finishes to Mem. Five steps, five kochot, five letters, five kohot. Each letter of this Elohim gives you a koach. That's part of the nature. And really, these five koach, it's extremely important. It's a koach shel hamshacha, koach shel lahachzik, koach shel birur, koach me'achel, me'akel, ve koach shel dechia. Without it, there is no gadlut. There is no achievement. There is no be able to continue to do the job. And who gives this koach? Elohim. And it mitlabesh be midot. Different, what Elohim has? Zarbe kochot, he has can use lot of libushim. Lot of libushim. Any questions?
So can we say that going back to Rishimot, this happened when the original Adam Kadmon came into the Igulim, the Rishimot took place? Or is it when they were Yachid?
Oh, in Adam Kadmon, the whole thing, the whole seed. He said, what is Keter? It's from A to Z, to Aleph to Taf, from the beginning to the end. It's all in the, it's the most pinimut. It's the most essence of all the Kavs. Any Kav of any Kav ever, of anything, is just the first one is exactly Adam Kadmon. That's why it says Kodem.
Can you sit? Is it private class?
You can sit down if you pay attention, yes.
So the Rishimot is...
Why are you stuck so much with the Rishimot?
No, I'm trying to...
We are very far from that. But yes, Rishimot happens in Adam Kadmon. But prior the light come and leaves, there is a reason that the light comes and leaves. There's a reason. Because if it doesn't give you a space, it stays around. God created, remember again, God did not include himself in you. Not in the Kav. In the Kav, we said, only is the most of God, and it says lo nogea, that means that what we call quote-unquote God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not kolel la'adam. It's not kolel. That's why we don't have Yirat Shamayim. We acquire Yirat Shamayim. If God put Yirat Shamayim, that means he puts himself in you. And if you know that God is in you, you're not going to even make no blink of an eye. Blink and of an eye. That means you don't even blink without his permission. So he did not include. Remember, don't think that you are God is in you. Yes, God is in you. There is you have igulim. That keeps you alive. But you cannot necessarily what you got to tap into it. The best I can do is to my nefesh, and then I want aliyah, no problem. Bring about ruach, bring about neshama, and then chaya yechida Hashem noten lecha. Well, out of the pardes, you got at least three of it. You have to know. Then he decides to give you the sod. But the first three is your duty. The first three is your duty for you to learn. And then you will have the zuchut to get to that stage called Yechidah.
Can you say the igul, therefore, the lower igul, that's the difference between with the upper igul, meaning that the rishimot of the lower igul is different than the upper igul?
Of course.
That's what makes them different?
Of course. Of course. Each is different. Every time this light moves and comes down, it's yoter chitzoni. It's yoter av. It's yoter av. And I'm at the end of the end of the end of the all the calves. I am the yachid right now. Is there another one like you? You represent many other calves that stood between you and the beginning. But they are their kav with their igul, their kav with their igul, their kav with their igul. They are all kavim. We are a bunch of kavim going around. We are like a tarnagol with no head. We are like an animal. When you cut the tarnagol, it still walks. But we are not connected to our brain. We are not in control. Momentarily, we get a spark of some idea and we continue. And we think that we own the world and we are connected and we are forever and ever and everything is fine and hey, I'm in charge. Now, where are we? What came out of all this?
That we are not in charge.
That out of all this that had to come now? Okay. Now let's we have time a little bit. Now bet derachim bekabalat hakli. There are two ways that you can bring light into the vessel. Two ways. Make your life simple. Really. And I it's not a matter of that a human being doesn't want to really become good. We have our own ideas. That's the problem. We have our own ideas. We are not able to accept. But the most important really is that there is one above you. If you come to true understanding of one is above you, you really honestly start to become at least a good human being.
It's built into our DNA.
No, it's not.
No, the desire to receive is our DNA.
Oh, desire to receive, it's the light. It's your maquis. If you don't have a feeling of getting anything, the maquis cannot come into you. So he bugs you. He sets you up. He tickles you. He will do everything to you to express desire to receive. What do you think you were created for?
Yeah, so it's in a sense, God is telling you, make a decision on your own, but at the same time, remember that you are beneath a higher authority.
And, no, God tells you, I give you the death, I give you the life, and I want you to choose life. And you tell him, what?
Yeah.
He says, because I want to give you. He says, what are you going to give me, Abraham? Ask, what are you going to give me? And he told him. And he made three contracts with human being. With Adam, he made three contracts, and he's going after the contract. He has a contract. And this is what we are going to start studying. And for that, he gave you a mind, gives you eyes, and gave you a heart. And your heart controls really 248 parts.
Those work against you.
But at the same time, as good of a player you are, you give a player to you a little bit better than you in order to make you better. He gave you a Yetzer Hara. Don't forget, the more smarter you become, your Yetzer Hara becomes one step ahead of you. Why? In order to make you better. So you learn the lesson. But if you smart up that there is such an act, you beat the system. You join the system. You don't beat the system. You join the system to help you to utilize this Yetzer. It's not really Ra. He gives me kind of fine affinity to a Ra. Gets wrong ideas. So he says there are shnei derachim. Derech tochiyuto, that means something that you have to eat inside. Take it. Tochichuyot, internal, or derech chitzoniot, or external. That two different ways. There is no other way. V'kvar yadata inyan hanekuda emtzeit shebe ensof. You have already remembered that what is the nekuda emtzeit shel ensof, shmo, ratzon lekabel, sheba haya davar hatzimtzum. And on this aspect was Tzimtzum. And what is Tzimtzum? Ratzon Lekabel. Okay? And Ratzon Lekabel, there is Tzimtzum. Right. So, if it is a Ratzon Lekabel and there is Tzimtzum, how can he be fulfilled? Completely? Never. But in order to continue, there's only one way. Only one way. What's that way? Or Jose. First you have to receive. How are you going to lashbia? The problem first is to receive. This is like Kabbalah. And the only way to receive, only way. Not the second way. There is no second way. There's no such a thing as a second way. That's the mistake. That's the illusion part that you think there is another way. As soon as you think there is another way, and that means you go to the world of Bechira, then there is good and bad.
Made of, because we learned that the whole creation is made of Ratzon Lekabel. So what is the masach made of to prevent it from getting?
Raton lashpia. Very
so
good.
It's not part of the
it's a raton lashpia. Who? Oren Sof withdrew. She requested. The vessel requested. Shmo requested. Says there is something is there that in me that I'm going to create, that I'm going to reveal central point in me, central issue, kal ratzon lekabel. And I don't want to receive. Please withdraw. Who did the withdrawing? The light. Beautiful. Therefore, God wrote this chokhmah. There is a chokhmah to this. There is a wisdom to this. He wrote it down, gave it here. And that's called Torah. And by the way, this manual has both mental exercises and action exercises. Literally work. There is a workout. There are certain methods they tell you, for example, they teach you an idea, and they tell you, do this exercise, and your biceps become good. כבר ידעת העניין הנקודה האמצעית שבאינסוף, שבה היה דבר הצמצום שנתרחק האור מסביב הנקודה ההיא ונעשה חלל ריקני. We already discussed this, the withdrawal created this חלל, ונתבהר שם שעל כן נקראת בשם נקודה אמצעית. And this is called נקודה אמצעית. Central issue, that's the point. What do you mean? What is mean? Middle. Mean, don't you say mean of two distance is mean, is in the middle? What do you mean? That means what's your issue? What's the point? What's your point? Is Nakudayim say. And whatever you are saying is that's your rason to say. And there is a reason for you to say there is no action if there is no desire to receive it. Otherwise, why are you doing any action? להוריד שאינה מקבלת דרך פנימיות ותוכחיותו, אלא רק דרך החיצוניותו מסביבתיה. כי על כן מקבלת האור בלי שיעור ומידה. As far as חיצוניות is concerned, עיגולים, how far it goes? How far the עיגולים go? How far really the עיגולים go? Infinity, and so. Very simple. So as far as the Makif is concerned, that's why you say you get Aliyah. You go out of experience, out of your self-experience. Al ken mekabel aor bili shiur umida mishum sha mekabel mechetzuniyoto eino ose gvul al aor ayin shama. היטב. הרי שיש לנו בית בחינות קבלה בקהילים. הבחינה האחת היא המקבל בחיצוניותו, ובחינת בית המקבל פנימיותו, והנה ודאי שאין המדובר כאן במקום ושטח, שידמה לך על ידו חיצוניות ופנימיות. That's why he says, don't draw here any drawing for yourself. No, it's another aspect. Go with the names. Now you looked at it, I hope, today differently than looking at it outside. You looked at it inside. You saw through the name Adam Kadmon, Gimel Rishonim, Zayin Tachtonim, Seven Maaseh Bereshit, name Elohim, Hovaya, Katnut, Gadlut. The names. Take you to the right point. There is no tziur, there is no drawing. It's the name. Those are the kochot. Those are the points of energy. So we understood what is chitzoniot. What is chitzoniot? As far as the kav is concerned, what is the chitzoniot of kav? Zayin tachtonim. What is chitzoniut shel igulim? Gimel rishonim shel igulim. What mitlabesh in what? Seven tachtonim of igulim of the above. Whatever the igul of the above is, seven tachtonim mitlabesh bek kav yosher. Kav yosher mitlabesh from the seven down. The gar of the above, this kav doesn't mitlabesh. It doesn't connect. Now, who are these three? As far as I'm concerned. If I am the kav, who is the kav before me? My father. Father, each is a kav, until... What are the last three calves? Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. That's my God. That's my Gimel Rishonim. Because they are the ones that are responsible to connect to who? Olam Emunah, to Olam Akadosh Baruch Hu, all the way up. Yeah, but I cannot get to Adam Rishon unless I get to the Kav called Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. If I want to go to Adam Rishon, first I have to get to Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov before I can go to the Kav called Adam Kadmon. Bravo. Bravo. Bravo, Baruch Hashem. Which is beautiful. Beautiful. Now, Kavim. Now I understand where Noah Kav stands. Now I understand coming down each Kav, what each Kav did. And you know, each Kav is all aspect of Zayin Tachtonim of Igulim Shelo. Of Igulim Shelo. Which ones you can wear, you can mitlabesh, become a igulim of yourself, only Zayin Tachtonim.
One thing I am not clear about.
What are your libushim? Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut. What are your midot that you can act? The seven characters, seven Maaseh Bereshit, seven midot that Elokim bara et hashamayim v'et haaretz. Gave all the midot. Say, hey, you cannot fly like a bird. And if you fall, you break your bone. That's the law. Oh, I can make a nest and you can fall and not break your bone. But the law is that if at a certain distance you fall, you break. That is the law. That's din. Yes.
I think the reason that the three upper sefirot are enclosed inside the igulin is that the seven tachtonim create the cloud and it's saying don't get into the igulim, which is the three upper ones. But then what I can't understand is if you do that, that means you have to constantly pay attention to the kav and not to the igul.
Absolutely.
But where is the intention come into the kav?
Your igulim, that they are your makif, they are makifim the kav. They send you daily while you sleep, something goes out of the kav, goes to the domain of Igul, gets programmed, gets updated, come on your computer at the certain hour you set. So at certain hour every day, this computer automatically gets updated. every day, Ma'aseh Bereshit Mi'atchala. Everything, every day gets updated for the doing the purpose of that day. Remember in your life, nothing, nothing in the world, including a leaf from the tree to fall down, happens with no purpose. Remember this to every second of our, there is not a blink happens in the world for just for sake of happening. Has a purpose. Meditation doesn't take you tap anything, only aligns you. Only the tefillah takes you out from the world to the world by saying the Kaddish. Without the Kaddish, there is no going nowhere.
Makes you concentrate, makes you forget about all the...
But what are you tapping in? You're not tapping to the Zayin Tachtonim when you do that.
Not the meditation.
You never go out of a Zayin Tachtonim. You never, only b'Shabbat, b'Keter, b'Musaf, b'Minyan, after keeping Shabbat b'Halakha. Then you take Keter. What is Keter? Chokhmah bin Adat. Ayyeh makomo, Aleph, Yud, Hey, Chokhmah bin Adat. That's the only time. And you are tapping into it. That means, bing, bing. Mukhrach, like the blink. How much? שיהיה לכם שבת שלום.
תודה רבה, שבת שלום.